This is the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tilby on Talk Radio, AM 640.
Good morning. It's 9:03 on this Sunday morning here, January 22nd. A little foggy out there, at least downtown Toronto. So be careful, drive slowly, and listen up to the weather. We'll kind of keep you updated this hour on how things are looking and maybe how things are looking in terms of your business. It's a new year, and maybe you want to take a new approach to your business. You have some money saved up, and you're trying to figure, okay, what do I do with that money? Well, maybe you could revamp your website or do something to generate better leads, hire a new social media team. The options are endless, and to that end, to help you figure out what you need to do. Paul Tilby is with us, CEO of Business Pros Marketing online, businessprosmarketing.com, and we shot out the phone numbers. You can give us a call this hour if you have any questions. Maybe you think, Paul, maybe somebody thinks they have a great website or they know what they're doing, and they, I don't know, they just want to find out if that's the case. They can challenge you. We are here at 416-870-6400. We are live. They want to ask any questions. Paul, you're ready to answer them, right?
I'm always ready to answer questions that people have about their businesses. And of course, it's not just to do with digital marketing. It's to do with cash flow. Just this past week, we worked with a $5 million company, which is not a huge company. They got 50 employees. We work with them basically on vision and the working through the next 5 years. What does vision mean? Mm-hmm. And in my realm, I've learned that, purpose and mission and values and all of these things that companies are not that familiar with. So there's a lot of areas that we can cover. The one area that I really wanted to talk about this morning, and I brought along a guest, which is the COO of our company, and she is our resident grant expert. And a lot of people these days, they're looking at cash flow and they're thinking, okay, well, if I'm going to make an investment in my business this year, where should I make it? And how am I going to pay for it? How much is it going to be? What's my potential return on investment over time? And what we found is that it becomes a decision that's a lot easier if somebody else pays for it. And that's what we're really good at. So wherever you are this morning, if you're joining us and you have a business or you work for a business or you know somebody who works for a business or owns a business.
And can use the help.
Right. Because, you have to think about it this way. The information often that we share is good for everybody, but not specifically for your business. But if you go to a networking meeting and somebody asks you, well, I've heard about this. I heard on the radio the other day that Paul Tilby was talking about the Canada Job Grant Program. Do you know anything about that? And the person says, no, that doesn't apply to me. Well, that's not a very good answer, and it's certainly not very helpful. So it's just, in this case, good to be aware of what's available so that you can carry on a half-decent conversation from a place of, oh, well, I heard, here's what I know.
Here's the information.
Here's how easy it is. Here's how much you can get. Here's how long it takes to apply. Here's where you can apply the money to. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, because I think there's a lot of miscommunication out there about what's it for and who gets it. And
how do you access
the money.
And how much.
We've brought along Nancy to talk about that. And What do we do? We actually help companies get the grant. So, there are some criteria. There is some qualification that you need to have. It's not huge. It's fairly simple. I mean, if you have one employee, you basically qualify.
Really, you're in. It's okay. So I think many companies, have at least one, I would hope.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah. And again, we're going to talk to Nancy about the particulars of that. And she's going to come on after the break. And everybody's going to want to meet her. She's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to finance and financing initiatives. And we call her around the office, we call her the idea lady. Ooh. So, and she has a lot of great ideas, but she also has great ways of finding ways, creative ways to fund projects and get things moving. So whatever you've set your goal for 2017, we're certainly happy to have you share that with us on the air. We'd love to hear your calls, and we'll talk about, how we might help you and whatever your goals are for 2017, we can kind of work together and say, okay, well, here's some creative funding ideas, or here's a way we can pay for that. Because I think most companies are really looking for sales, more sales. That'd be their first.
More money should be a main goal.
Incoming money to pay for this and to pay for that. And it certainly tends to be the number one thing for most companies that we work with. I think companies feel that if they fix their systems and processes, that more money would come in as a result. So they don't come in the door going, oh, I want more money. They come in going, well, we need to fix this area of our business. So
and then they know down the road.
Right.
Now, you mentioned 5-year goal. The businesses that you end up working with, do a lot of them, do they have long-term goals? Or they just kind of jump into the business side and go, okay, hopefully everything will sort itself out.
Very few can actually tell me what their mission is for 5 years.
Why is that? They just don't understand how to do marketing plans. They know more about how to make this product and get it to the... They just don't know everything else that goes into a business. Is that why? Or?
Well, I think in day-to-day operations, you get stuck in working in the business rather than on it. And when you work on your business, you have to start thinking about, well, what does that mean? How are we going to grow it? Where are we going to get the HR to fulfill on the promises that we're making? But if you don't know where you're going, you'll kind of end up somewhere else. I think there was a line from Alice in Wonderland once, and it was a great line. It said, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Is that from the Cheshire Cat? I'll have to look that one up.
Well, the reality is that, and I've worked with a lot of businesses, over 50,000 in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned is if you have a clear destination, then it's a lot easier to find your way to a destination that you can actually describe than it is to just kind of go at it day to day and hoping things will get better. So, did that answer your question?
Yeah. Well, I like your phrase. You use it a couple times in the show since we started. Work on your business, not in your business.
Right.
And as you said, people kind of forget. They're so involved with the day to day operations, they forget to look at the bigger picture.
And when we work with companies, we absolutely make sure that we have at least a 5-year mission. And whether we're going to Mars or top of the CN Tower or top of Mount Everest, there are stages. There's base camp and then there's stages to get to where you want to get. And that's a metaphor for saying, hey, we have to do this thing in stages and we're going to try to help fund them and their investment. So when Nancy comes on after the break, we're going to start talking about, okay, here's how you get the money. And I think... Personally, how many of you out there are opposed to free money?
Let's talk about the money coming back with, as you said, you called her the idea lady. We'll talk to her in a moment here on the Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul Tobey stays with us as well. CEO of Business Pros Marketing Online, businessprosmarketing.com. You can call him 416-444-PROS. That's 7767. Our phone lines are open if you have any questions here. And as we're talking about the Canada Job Grant, questions about that, 416-870-6400. Back in a moment on Talk Radio AM 640. That's right, it's 914. Ryan Bonner here with you. We are live with the Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul Tobey's with me, CEO of Business Pros Marketing Online, businessprosmarketing.com. It's a foggy day out there, fog advisory warning in effect, but we're going to lift the fog on any business confusion you may have, right?
We're going to lift the fog on your business. I can see clearly now. The fog is gone.
Yes.
And we're very fortunate this morning to have Nancy Houle. She's the Chief Operating Officer of Business Pros Marketing and the queen of getting grants for our clients and customers. Nancy, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come to the station this morning.
Yeah.
So the first question that I have for Nancy, and of course, Ryan, I know that you're just as curious as I am about how this works. But the first question that I think comes to mind is, so what is the grant? And where's the money coming from and how much is there?
So across the country, it's a federal program called the Canada Job Grant. And for any business owners listening out there, your ears should be perked up because there is millions and millions of dollars, literally, of free money.
Actually,
for you.
I think it's over $1 billion, right?
What? Yeah, it's huge.
It's like $1.3 billion. I don't know the exact, but it's over $1 billion.
And it's just sitting there
over the
earmarked.
Space of 6 years. Yeah, it's been earmarked, but it's been going for a couple of years.
That's right. We started accessing that money in 2014, and we have been very highly successful. Maybe 98% of our clients have received that money. And basically, think about it as a training grant. It is a stimulus money. It's to stimulate the economy. It's there to make your workforce smarter, faster, better, highly trained. And you can access literally up to $10,000 per employee, which is really fantastic. So let's say that you want to do a digital marketing initiative and you have an executive assistant right now and she's not or he's not trained at all in digital marketing. And but you don't want to let your executive assistant go. You can't afford somebody else. You just want to make that person smarter, better, faster, start at work for you. You can literally put them in our program, in our digital marketing and sales certification program, where they do get smarter, faster, better at what they do. And let's say it costs you $15,000 to do that. The government will refund you literally $12,500. So your skin in the game at the end of the day will be $2,500 to make that employee smarter, better, faster for
Small
you.
Small price to pay.
Well,
when you think about it.
I'm sure there's Joe, you know, landscaper out there who's thinking to himself, wow, I gotta fork out $2,500. What's up with that?
What's it gonna get me? Yeah.
But I mean, you're getting $15,000 worth of services, but if you amortize that $2,500 over a year, you're talking about, you know, $200 a month, approximately.
You break it down, yeah.
Break it down to $200 a month. And then what is the potential return on that investment in terms of the amount of business that I can attract by having a better digital initiative?
When you look at that five-year plan we were just talking about, you spread it out over 5 years, what your goal is, what you hope to achieve. Yeah.
I mean, but I want to be very clear about this too, Nancy, because I know that you're talking, it is a training grant. It's called the Canada Job Grants for training. But what we've done as a company is there's certain things that we can do. What are those things other than just training?
So we have, for example, a suite of different trainings. One of them will be called the Profitable Sales Funnel Training, where a company is saying to us, well, I don't know anything of what you're talking about. I know I need a digital marketing presence. I know that I need a sales funnel. I need automation. I need a CRM. I need all of that. I know I got to get there are have-tos on my way to my want-tos. And we, with the Profitable Sales Funnel, we will help them, the entire company, adopt digital marketing through and through. And all of it will be covered on the training grant, meaning that they will get refunded up to 83.3% of their costs with us. It makes a lot of sense to investigate it and talk to our business development guy, Jeff, in-house, and he actually helps to see, A, do you qualify, and B, assess exactly what it is you need. And sometimes we customize it for specific clients. So we'll customize the experience, if you will, the training experience. And sometimes
well,
it may be...
not sometimes. Most of the time, we cater it to the business themselves. Because it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Well, I mean, there's different.
There's standards in digital marketing, yeah. But each client has a different product and a different service, and you have to approach it a little bit differently. The training, though, and I want to be very clear about this, is not always enough. You can't just, I mean, companies don't have a digital marketing person in-house. They might have, you know, an office manager or whatever, and they're going to send that person to the training. But they don't have enough wherewithal or knowledge on how to implement everything that they're going to learn. Now, it'll help them make better decisions. It'll help them source people to help them. But basically, what we've learned is we can actually help them implement at the same time as they're learning how to use it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But if anybody out there is still confused, they want to ask you more. You can give Paul and Nancy a call here at 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. We're here live. Doesn't cost you a penny to call up and ask them any questions about this. And again, as you were saying, doesn't really matter kind of what kind of business you're working with. It's tailored to your needs and what you're looking at. And again, we'll talk more about this Canada Job Grant, how it applies to your business. And maybe if you guys help them actually fill out the paperwork, how that works. We can talk about that as well coming back.
Absolutely.
This job
room.
Beautiful. Excellent. Nancy Houle is with us, COO. There's a lot of CEO. You're the CEO, Paul. Paul Tobey here. Business Pros Radio Hour. It's the Business Pros Marketing Show here. It's Talk Radio AM 640.
this Sunday morning at the waterfront. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. Well, actually, not really. It's very sort of dingy and cloudy outside. My name is Paul Tobey, host of the Business Pros Radio Hour, and we've got my co-host here, Ryan Bonner. How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
And we have a guest.
Yes.
Her name is Nancy Hull. We're talking all things grant this morning, getting you some funding for your company's growth and helping you move the needle on 2017. I think everybody has goals if you're in business, and if you work for a business that has goals, you want to figure them out. Our whole reason for being is we help small business succeed. That's actually our purpose. Our mission is to be the number one digital marketing agency, not just in Canada, but in North America, and also the number one digital marketing training company. And we can't do that unless we have more people to help. So we're going to help you in more ways than one. We're going to train you. We're going to help you build digital marketing projects, lead capture and conversion systems. We have an AdWords specialist in-house to buy you some traffic. There's lots of things that we can do for you. And Nancy, thanks for being here. You're going to tell them how we can get them some money.
So a lot of these grants are available, and a lot of people use them for a couple of things. One, some people use them as a recipe for recovery. So they've really let go of their marketing, and they need a marketing makeover. It's possible to look at a lot. There's different funding. Non-for-profits also in Canada are very lucky that they also have funding. They can access up to $10,000 of ads, free Google ads,
really?
A month. So you need to talk to our grant specialist about that. Jeff is happy to talk to you about that. There are so many kind of grants. There's exports grants. There's training grants. There's so much money to have that it's hard to cover it in a one-hour radio show with you today, Ryan. But if they call our office Monday morning, Monday between 9 and 6, and speak with Jeff, Jeff can listen to their goals, hear what they want to reverse engineer, and put them in the right direction. Now, a lot of people think, oh, it's so much paperwork. They think of grants like doing taxes.
Is it that hard?
Not at all. In fact, the Canadian Ontario Job Grant only takes 20 minutes to fill out.
Wait a minute. 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
To fill out a grant application?
20 minutes.
We're talking online too?
Online, and they put it in there. So whether they're listening from coast to coast, like whether they're listening today from Vancouver, PI, Newfoundland, every province has their grants and money that they can access for small business. So here's how you qualify. Basically, as a small business, you have to have an employee for the Canada Job Grant. Now, there's many, many other grants you can access, so you can have a conversation with us about that. But the COJG grant, it's called, the Canadian Ontario Job Grant, you need a minimum of one employee.
Employee be part-time?
That employee can be part-time.
Doesn't matter.
As a matter of fact, it could be a new employee. So you don't even need the employee right now as we talk. So if you say, oh, I want this grant, then, you know, you can start recruiting right now for your new employee.
Now, do many small businesses know about these grants? Do people get into a business and they don't do all that research and nobody's there telling them this is what you can apply for?
Well, a lot of them just, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So, so a lot of people are not even accessing this funding. So it doesn't matter if you're, you know, we've had a lot of callers during, we've been doing this show, 12 weeks now? We've had a
Diesel. No, since September. So
September?
That's, yeah.
Okay, so
long
we've had
time.
A Diesel company, funeral companies, retail companies, online, whether they're business to business or business to consumer, or whether they have services versus products, all of these qualify. So we're very interested in speaking to these people and letting them know what opportunities they have. Now, the COJG, I have to be very exact here, is a refund. It is a refund. So even though it's called a grant, it's not, oh, I'm going to get $10,000 and I'm going to go spend it where I want. That's not how it works. In other words, it is a refund. So you have to pay the training provider like us. You have to pay us, and then you get a refund in two phases. But it totals, your refund will total 83.3%.
So there's a lot of details. Obviously, companies are out there thinking, you know, do I qualify? What am I going to use the money for?
How can it help us?
At the very least, and this is the recommendation that I'm going to make, at the very least, it's a phone call. And if you want to communicate with us by email, go to businessprosmarketing.com and you can just send us an email or a text or whatever. But we prefer to have a conversation because what we've noticed over the space of the 2 years that we've been applying grants to businesses, were very successful. And a lot of them didn't realize the money exists. They didn't realize how easy it is to get. But also what we do is we find the best place to apply it. So where in your company structure is the best place to apply this money? Is it digital marketing? Is it your sales team?
So they may be looking at one aspect. You're saying there's another.
We can use it to craft a vision. If you don't know where you're going, you'll end up somewhere else. We can help them craft that vision for their company. And that's a three-day process. And we just did this with a $5 million company. And they had no idea what they wanted or where they wanted to go. They were just, day-to-day operations. So that's how we can help. And when we come back after the break, we're going to grill Nancy a little bit more on, some of the questions that people could ask if they called and where we can apply this money.
And you got an email from Dan. We can throw that out there when we come back as well. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul Tobey, CEO, and Nancy Houle, COO of Business Pros Marketing, is here answering your questions. BusinessProsMarketing.com, 416-870-6400 is our number here live. To ask them anything about the job grant program or more. Talk radio AM 640. That's the number you can call as you're listening to us while you're clutching the steering wheel, driving through the fog, or clutching a cup of coffee at home, listening to us on Talk Radio AM 640. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Ryan here with you, as well as Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Nancy Houle, COO of Business Pros Marketing. A quick tweet. Melissa tweets to us here. You end up with better skilled workers in spots they're needed. It's not about free money. It's more about growing economy. And that's in reference to the Canada Job Grant. We're talking about that here and how that can apply to your small business, business you work for. And an email from Dan, and Nancy, this is a question directed at you. The job grant money, do we get that all back in one check? I guess, is it a bunch of payments that is made back to you over time?
Fair question. You get it back in two checks. So let's say that you pay the $15,000, they'll give you 85% of what it is they owe you within 7 days to 30 days. It really depends on which provider you are working with across the country. Here in Toronto, I find that they turn around the money very quickly, as opposed to Calgary, where it's very slow. So and then you get the balance upon completion. So once you prove that you completed the project with us as your training provider, then you just go back and you say, here's the proof of completion, here's my certificate, or here's my receipt, and then you get your balance, which is 15% of it. So it is two checks. We tell the companies, careful, don't come to us unless you know you have the cash flow. You need the cash flow for at least 30 days. It comes out of your bank and you only get it back in two checks. So we work with established businesses that do have a little bit of the cash flow. And startups sometimes is a little bit more difficult for them to access that funding.
Some of the bigger businesses, for example, we've had projects that are $50,000 to $100,000. Mm-hmm. They might not have that cash on hand. So they get creative with bridge financing, and there's some things that they do. But if you think about the investment, which is fairly small on your end, you're getting the money back within 7 to 30 days. So it's not a lot of financing that you have to do. So it's not that difficult to do. We can actually help you do that. Here's one of the things I wanted to talk about, Nancy, because when you talk about training, I always try to look at it like this, because companies are like, well, I don't really want to train my people because if I train them, they'll leave. And my response to that is, would you rather train your people and have them leave, or not train them and have them stay?
It's a conundrum. And then things don't improve at all. There's no chance that there will be an improvement with your business.
Well, I prefer to
If nothing happens, they stay.
I mean, obviously, you want to work with your loyal people.
Yeah.
If they're going to take over a new role in the company or a new project, they're going to need some training, because if you just tell them to do this thing, they have no experience. They have no, you know, measuring stick to know whether it's going to work or not, and it just becomes trial and error.
They may be more frustrated than leave anyway.
And in the trial and error process, there tends to be a lot more error than trial. So, but again, I want to make it clear that we not only help companies by training them, we build the systems for them so that we can train them on those systems. Does that make sense? It's not just a situation where they're coming to us and we're sharing only information. We're actually building projects. We're building websites. We're building lead capture and conversion machines. We're setting up AdWords campaigns. But again, we want to make the company self-sufficient. So if you take, say, an office manager, we want that office manager to give up 2 to 5 hours a week in order to manage the project that we've built for them. And that takes some training. So it's a combination of let's work together with the company, discover how we can get them more leads, more sales, more fulfillment, better systems, better processes, automation and innovation. And then let's train somebody, whether that's the company executives or people working in the company, let's train them to use the systems that we've built. And again, all of this we get them funding for. And I think that's an important...
It's an investment in themselves, and the grant allows them to reduce their risk and exposure greatly. Any CEO that we have had this conversation with, it's a done deal before we're even done the conversation. They understand that the government has stepped in for a little bit. I mean, the grant is going to be there for another couple of years to reduce your risk, to make your workforce smarter, better, faster. And digital marketing is a priority for the government. They want your business to get into this era. They want you to keep fresh, current, and relevant. We've talked about this on the show before. And so it's a good investment for you to proceed. And all you have to do is have a 15-minute conversation with Jeff Monday, Tuesday. We're open Monday to Friday between 9 and 6. And Jeff will get on the call with you, and we'll hear you out, and we'll see, if you qualify and which grant is best for you.
On the risk scale, 15-minute conversation is about the lowest risk. I mean,
1 to 100, it's pretty close
pretty
to
sure
zero.
There's some people out there that think, well, I know the answers to this, and I know that, but I don't like conversations that are uncomfortable, and I don't want to act dumb or anything. But what we've discovered is that in a very short period of time, we can educate pretty much anyone, and that's even if you're working in a company and you want to get a better job in the company, or you want to get a raise or whatever. Mm-hmm. Call us. It doesn't have to be the company owner. If you're the digital marketing manager, or you're the office manager, or you're on the road doing sales, and you're wondering, hey, I think this would be good for our company. If you bring,
you want to wow your boss.
Yeah, you want to wow your boss. Call us. It's a 15-minute conversation. We can literally educate you very, very quickly, because we've worked with people in your business vertical before. We have.
416-870-6400, *640 on cell. You can have that conversation. You can start it here now with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, and Nancy Houle, COO of Business Pros Marketing. Any questions you have, if you think your business isn't one that could benefit from this job grant or from their help, the phone lines are open. You can ask them. If you think you have a swell business, you can also promote yours in a way here on air. But any questions here for Paul and Nancy, give us a call, 416-870-6400. We are live. You can also go to businessprosmarketing.com online as well. Back in a moment here, Talk Radio AM 640. It is 9:43, Ryan here with you. Paul Tobey as well, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. So is Nancy Houle. She's COO of Business Pros Marketing. Give them a call anytime, 416-444-PROS. That's 7767. BusinessProsMarketing.com is the website. We're going to talk more about the job grant here, the Canada Job Grant, what it means for your training. That's why Nancy's here with us today. And any calls, questions you may have, we're taking them on the phone right now. Kevin in Toronto, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Hey, what's your question?
I have a question for Paul. I'm a small business owner, and I have one employee. I'm also a consultant. So what that means is I'm billable 7 hours a day. So when I go on training, I have to pay for the cost of the training plus the cost of not being able to bill during the period of the training. So I was wondering, does his program flexible enough for businesses like myself where maybe we can take it on the weekend or at night so my employee and myself are not taken away from billable work?
So, Kevin, appreciate the call. Actually, this is really Nancy's area, and I know you directed the question at me, but I think Nancy's probably got the closest answer. Nancy?
So in the grant refund, there is something called in-kind contributions. In other words, the government takes into consideration that you're losing revenue and or investing in your employees' time, like their salaries paid during training. So there is refund of your in-kind contribution. So that helps you out a little bit. B, depending on what training you take with us, yes, there is online modules. There is basically live stream. We hit the record button. If you can't attend with us via live stream in the moment, you can certainly do the rerun and watch. So there is some flexibility. We used to work weekends, but as our team grows, it's getting more expensive for us to keep them on weekends. So we try to discourage that. But certainly there is, again, sometimes we do have to consider that it's made to measure for you. So whatever goals you're trying to reverse engineer, we can see how we can build that and make that happen for you. But the nice default element that you have to consider is that your in-kind contribution, you do recoup some of the back. So if you're losing $2,500 for the day, you can reclaim some of that back.
That's nice.
So I just want to emphasize, Ryan, when you're under 50 employees, you get up to 83.3% refund of your training. When you're over 50 employees, you get only up to 66% back because you're a bigger company, so the government figures you could put more skin in the game.
That's the threshold. 50 is the magic
50.
Number.
So call us before. If you're at 49 employees, call us now. Make sure you get your 83.3%.
Well, Kevin, you're one employee. Can I ask, like, what line of work you're in? How long you've been running for your business?
My business has been running for about 18 months, and okay. I work in security. So I do security consulting.
Okay, so now you're just kind of, you want to continue to push the envelope on your business here, kind of move it along.
Yes, part of my business is taking advantage of new opportunities, and unfortunately, the world, the way it is today, it's made my business explode.
Yeah, very relevant, obviously, yeah. Dealing with especially online security and all of those things. So, Kevin, thank you so much for the call. I think, Nancy, if you were to say, well, here are the types of businesses that we work best with. Is there any one specific vertical that you find we get more than others? Or is there, I mean, I know that we've helped lots of them, but...
Well, the greatest demand always seems to be in the services area. So
yeah.
Real estate, finance, that kind of stuff seems to be the greatest amount of calls we get. However, I prefer and I love working with established businesses. Maybe they're already at 10 employees. They're already over $1 million threshold. And the reason being that I love to work with those kind of companies is that the CEO already understands that marketing is an investment, that it's have-tos on their way to their want-tos. They're not sitting there guessing, oh, should I invest in marketing? They know they have to invest.
They've crossed the threshold of thinking of it like a cost,
mm-hmm.
and they've crossed over that, and they're now thinking of it like an investment.
So
they know that it's a natural progression of growing a company. You're going to have to reinvest money into finding new business. And I want to make it clear that there are really only three ways to make more revenue. The first one is easily the hardest, which is go out and find yourself some new customers. It's the most popular, but easily the hardest thing to do.
Yes.
Number two is sell more frequency or increase the buying frequency of the current clients that you have. And the third way is to raise your prices, either through specific product pricing increases or bundling products and services together for a more attractive
value. And that's the easiest?
Well, the second two are certainly a lot easier than the first one. But most companies, when they come to us, they actually look at it like, well, get me more leads, get me more people. And we do that, but we also have very powerful ways of going after the second two. Increasing buying frequency, increasing and bundling pricing together, and we do this through automation and you know, things like Infusionsoft that we've talked about many times before. And again, this all qualifies underneath the funding. So if you want these new ways of accessing revenue, we can actually get you grant money to help you pay for that investment. And you know, when 98% of our clients apply and get the money, it's a no-brainer. It's like, if you don't call, you're actually doing yourself a disservice, because you know, you just don't know what you don't know.
Well, it's funny, Nancy, you mentioned the more established businesses, they're more likely to understand that you need marketing. So you're just starting out, it's kind of, I guess, yeah, we need to market. But the further you go along and a business's age, it's more, we need to market. Like, this is a good thing. We need to do this to succeed.
We have the greater wins with CEOs that are deeply committed to their outcome. And they actually know, they come to us and they say, here are the three things we want to reverse engineer. When you give my team that challenge and we map it out, we reverse engineer. So I got a Polaroid camera. We take Polaroids of our clients. We put a winning wall and we actually talk about, we love to show successes for our clients.
All right, we'll be back. You can be like Kevin. Give them a call here. Paul and Nancy, Business Pros Marketing, 416-870-6400. Talk Radio, AM 640.
Yes, we are taking your calls here Sunday morning. It's Paul Tobey and the Business Pros Radio Show. We've been talking this hour, Ryan, about the Canada Job Grant and helping companies access funding to build better systems and processes in their companies in 2017 to move the needle on whatever they're trying to accomplish. And we were talking about this on the break with our guest, Nancy, who's the COO of the company, about the ease or how easy it is to access this money, because a lot of people think, oh, grant, I'm going to have to hire somebody and I've got to go through the whole thing.
And the government doesn't want you to
dig out 7 years of tax returns and I've got to, you know, this is big, long, cumbersome process. But Nancy is going to let us know if that's actually true or not.
It's actually very easy. And a 15-minute conversation with Jeff at the office will help you understand exactly what it is you need to do in order to qualify. And qualifying is not that difficult. I think that the government has done a real favor to us by removing a lot of the red tape, and that it's way easier than when one may think. You don't have to be in the know. It's not like only the government's friends get this grant. I've heard that. That's
well,
not true.
People, you know,
in fact, we've helped everything from cheerleading companies to non-for-profits.
The largest cheer organization in Canada. They get 8,000 competitors at their national event.
Wow. That's...
And like 40,000 spectators. We've never actually had a business like that before where they had all this built-in audience. And so marketing at that point just becomes a matter of systems and processes and automation in order to capitalize on that.
But they can apply and they get the job grant,
too. Yeah, well, they did. They applied. They got the grant. We've actually done already a couple of days of work with them, and we've built out an entire system, which is very cool.
The sexy thing about it is you may only have, let's say you have 5 employees, and you may only want 2 employees on the grant. But that's all I need to train your entire team. I don't need all 5 employees under the grant. So a lot of them, it may, depending on the goals you want to reverse engineer, maybe you only want to access 10,000. Some of you may want to access 60,000. Again, you're allowed up to $10,000 per employee. So depending on your goals and what it is you want to reverse engineer, then we'll help you put this paperwork together. It's not more than 20 minutes.
I'm pretty sure there's some businesses out there that are thinking, well, $20,000, what's that going to get me? That's not going to get me a lot, right? If you're a $5 million business, you're not thinking in terms of $20,000. You're thinking in terms of $200,000.
Big, yeah.
Can you get a $200,000 grant? Yes, you can get a $200,000 grant. You just need 20 people on the grant. and basically will work with you and your team and those 20 people and everybody who's involved to get you an outcome that you're looking
for. This is why it's important to talk to you guys, because every job, every business rather, is unique. Every business has a different set number of people, the different goals, and you really do have to tailor the approach to each unique business.
We worked recently with a real estate company, mm-hmm. and so they're brokers, and they just wanted something simple. It was just a $15,000 grant, and, you know, in and out. It was easy. It was lovely. They're happy. And, you know, so whether they're a large company, over 50 employees, or smaller with one or two employees, we'll talk to everyone. It's true. We won't take every gig, you know, but we'll certainly give you a shot.
Well, you mentioned Jeff, and Jeff Huco at the office. From 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., or you can call him off hours too and leave a message, but basically a conversation with Jeff, 15 minutes. It's the best thing you could do at the beginning of this year to see how we can help you. Businessprosmarketing.com or 416-444-PROS. And I'm sure Jeff was really looking forward to the conversation. Nancy, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate
your... Hey, it's great. After all these weeks, it's good to be here.
We'll have to do it again. I think so. Nancy Houle, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. That's Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing.
The government wants you to...
Yeah. That's right. Nobody ever says that. Thank you very much, Paul.
It's very important.
Hey, very important. Give Paul a call. 416-444-PROS. We'll talk to you guys again.